From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo said the implementation of COVID-19 vaccination in Indonesia is still very far from the target. The government targeted to vaccinate around 181 million people in order to achieve herd immunity. The president, while monitoring the Gotong Royong vaccination program in Cikarang of West Java on Tuesday, hoped that the Gotong Royong vaccination program could help accelerate the government's effort to reach the target. In this independent program, corporations will prepare the COVID-19 vaccine to be given free to workers and their families, and the Gotong Royong vaccination program will be carried out in stages depending on the availability of the vaccines. A total of 420,000 doses of the vaccines produced by China-based pharmacy Sinopharm will be used for the initial stage. President Joko Widodo has outlined a target that once workers receive self-funded Gotong Royong vaccination, at least 70 million citizens will be administered the shots by September 2021. The president remarked during his visit to the Gotong Royong vaccination program in Bekasi District, West Java on Tuesday. According to the president, procurement of the COVID-19 vaccines was no easy task on account of 215 countries worldwide grappling to secure supplies. President Jokowi expressed gratitude over the government being able to obtain the vaccine supply for the first phase of the Gotong Royong vaccination program to cover all workers in the business and industrial sectors. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi discussed several strategic issues, including the supply and distribution of vaccines, with her foreign counterparts at the fourth virtual meeting of the COVAX Advanced Market Commitment Engagement Group. The meeting discussed issues related to support for the distribution of vaccines and efforts to build public confidence in vaccines, as well as strategy for COVAX facility for 2022. Marsudi said efforts to boost vaccine production capacity, including abolishing of vaccine patents, is crucial to the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, she said she hoped the supply of vaccines under the COVAX facility would improve at the end of this year. Indonesia has so far received over 6 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, and the figure is expected to increase, the government has said. Now we move to the international news. South Korea will join an annual U.S.-led multinational Air Force exercise also involving Japan next month. The South Korean Air Force on Tuesday confirmed its participation in the Red Flag Alaska 21-2 to be held at Eielson Air Base in Alaska next month. The U.S. 7th Air Force earlier announced the planned participation by South Korea and Japan in the drills to be held from June 10 to the 25th. It will be the first major joint military exercise with the participation of the three countries following the 2+2 talks involving defense and foreign chief of South Korea and the U.S. in Seoul in March, where the two allies stressed trilateral cooperation with Japan. Participating forces will reportedly mobilize around 1,500 service members and over 100 aircraft as part of the exercise. The Japanese government has claimed that the act of posting the Imperial Era Rising Sun flag is not a type of political propaganda. Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato said in a press conference on Tuesday, Japan has and will continue to explain to the international community, including South Korea, that the posting the flag is not a political statement. He made the remark after being asked to comment about a South Korean lawmaker proposing last week a bill that seeks to penalize the use of the Rising Sun flag with a prison sentence of up to 10 years or a fine of up to 200 million won. While saying he will refrain from commenting on the matter, Kato did say that the Rising Sun flag is widely used in Japan to celebrate births or holidays. Thus, it is inappropriate to say the flag promotes certain political views. Jonathan Rosen, experts at the United Nations World Tourism Organization, or UNWTO, are predicting that the global tourism sector will need up to 4 years to recover from the financial damage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, which triggered the worst crisis in the history of the industry. UNWTO Secretary General Zura Pololikasvili told Sputnik in an interview, "The governments in all corners of the world to impose stringent restrictions on tourist travel. COVID-19 is continuing to have a devastating impact on the global tourism sector into 2021, as the emergence of new highly transmissible variants, such as the strains first identified in the United Kingdom, South Africa, and India, has prompted another wave of border closures. According to UNWTO data, as a result, international tourist arrivals plunged 87% year-on-year this past January. We end the news with some 30 heads of state and government, as well as leaders of international organizations that are taking part in a summit in the French capital of Paris aimed at reviving African economies amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Elysee Palace said on Tuesday, the President of the French Republic, Emmanuel Macron, was hosting on Tuesday the Summit on the Financing of African Economies in Paris. The summit is held to step up the international community support in addressing the consequences of the health and economic crisis triggered by the coronavirus pandemic in Africa. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who is also in attendance, called the participants to find new sources of funding so that African partners can recover from the crisis. Well, listener, that was the news.
than 200 Palestinians, 63 of them children, have died as a result of the Israeli attack on the Palestinian Gaza territories. The attack between Israel and the Palestinian militias living in Gaza has resulted in the loss of Palestinian civilians, far more than the Israelis. At least 217 Palestinians, including children, were killed by Israeli air raids on Gaza and 1,400 injured. While on the Israeli side, those who died from rockets of the Hamas militia numbering 12 people. Since the conflict began on May 10, there has been no signs of Israel easing its attacks on Gaza on the West Bank. The AFP news agency reported that more Palestinians died and were injured as a result of air raids on the Gaza Strip throughout Tuesday, May 18, 2021. The conflict resulted from attacks by Israeli soldiers on Palestinians praying at the Al-Aqsa Mosque a few days before Eid al-Fitr has shown any signs of abating. Israel has intensified its airstrike, while the Hamas militia also continued to launch rockets towards Israeli territory. The reason Hamas launched the rocket attack was to retaliate against the Israeli security forces who obstructed and attacked Palestinians who were praying at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem. Seeing the escalation of the conflict, the European Union called on a ceasefire between the two sides. With the exception of Hungary, European Union countries see the importance of ending the war in order to avoid more casualties, especially among civilians. The majority of European Union countries are in support of Palestine. This is in contrast to the United States, which has made Israel its main ally in the Middle East. Although seems to be different from Donald Trump in terms of aggressiveness in supporting Israel, Joe Biden does not immediately withdraw his support for Israel, which has bombed the populated area of Gaza and caused hundreds of civilians to become victims. China has criticized the United States' stance on the war that has raged since May 18. In this regard, the Palestinian struggle to create a state that is truly independent and safe from Israeli threats and interference is still far ahead. Support and pressures from Muslim countries through diplomatic channels are now much needed. There must be concrete efforts to stop Israeli action which have caused hundreds of Palestinians to die. In line with this, the role of the United States is very decisive. As long as the United States is not in neutral position by supporting Israel, a solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is difficult to realize. Therefore, the European Union stance, which calls for a ceasefire to stop the war, is an important note that needs to be realized. The international community certainly cannot allow the increasing number of Palestinians to become victims, either dead or injured.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 19, 1962, when 81 troops were deployed in the western region of the island of Papua. When Indonesia proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945, Indonesia claimed all of the Dutch East Indies, including the western region of Papua Island. However, the Dutch refused. At the end of 1961, President Sukarno formed Trikora Operation to liberate the western region of Papua, which was formerly known as West Irian, from the hands of the Dutch. On May 19, 1962, 81 troops were deployed in West Irian. After that, the Indonesian Navy prepared Jaya Wijaya Operation, which was the largest amphibious operation in the history of Indonesian military operations. More than 100 warships and 16,000 soldiers were prepared for the operation. Finally, West Irian became part of the Republic of Indonesia. Moving on to an event on May 19, 1991 about Croatian independence referendum. Croatia held an independence referendum on May 1991 following the 1990 Croatian parliamentary elections and the rise of ethnic tensions that led to the breakup of Yugoslavia. With an 83% turnout, voters approved the referendum, with 93% supporting independence. After that, Croatia declared independence and terminated its ties with Yugoslavia on June 25, 1991. In 1992, the countries of the European Economic Community gave diplomatic recognition to Croatia, and Croatia was admitted to the United Nations. We end today in history with an event on May 19, 2016, accident of Egypt Air Flight 804. Egypt Air Flight 804 disappeared on a flight from Paris to Cairo on May 19, 2016, 10 minutes before the scheduled arrival. The airline said on Twitter that the plane had disappeared from radar. The Egyptian government has said the plane most likely crashed into the Mediterranean. All passengers, consisting of 56 passengers from various countries and 10 crew members, were dead. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The World Bank approved the country partnership framework with Indonesia for 2021 and 2025 period. The partnership was focused on increasing economic restoration effort from the pandemic as well as sustainable and inclusive growth. That was stated by World Bank Regional Vice President for East Asia and the Pacific, Victoria Kwakwa, in a statement received by Antara News Agency on Sunday. Kwakwa said the partnership aims to achieve inclusive growth, to develop a resilient middle class, and to join the high-income economy. Victoria Kwakwa said the country partnership framework was designed in line with Indonesia's National Midterm Development Plan. The cooperation includes four working sectors, namely strengthening competitiveness and economic resilience, increasing infrastructure, developing human resources, and supporting the management of natural resources, natural resource-based income, and resilience against disaster. Meanwhile, in the digital aspect, the country partnership framework aims to increase efficiency and inclusion by improving various services in overcoming the digital gap. On the same occasion, International Finance Corporation, or IFC, Vice President for Asia and Pacific, Alfonso Garcia Mora, said the private sector played a key role in awakening economic growth. The private sector was able to bring up various sustainable and inclusive opportunities. Mora said the IFC also encourages an inclusive finance through digitalization cooperation and further cooperation with micro, small, and medium businesses. They will also provide technical support to modernize the capital market infrastructure. Meanwhile, World Bank Director for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Satu Kahkonen, said this year and the next, the World Bank will ensure the continuity of restoration from the pandemic sustainably. The World Bank will also support the economic reformation, increased revenue, and various efforts in climate change, digitalization, and gender equality. That was done to eradicate poverty to make Indonesia more prosperous.
Tak pernah ku menyesal, ku hanya terus berharap. Mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga,
Welcome to the new normal. Now, we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear masks everywhere. Always keep your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
North Sulawesi is famous not only for its beautiful Bunaken in Manado, but also Lihaga Island located in Likupang, Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi. This island attracts the attention of tourists to look at as one of the super priority destinations in Likupang. Now, Likupang is also being built as a special economic zone. There are many reasons for you to visit Likupang. Obviously, this tourism destination is no less beautiful than other popular tourism spots in North Sulawesi. Lihaga Island, which is an uninhabited island, covers 8 hectares wide, not too big but has tremendous tourism potential. From a distance, it seems that this island has a beach with fine white sand, which contrasts with the blue ocean. Those who see the beautiful scenery of Lihaga Island cannot wait to get down and touch the clean white sand. It also has a fascinating underwater world. You do not need to go far. You can enjoy diving or snorkeling near the beach, and you can see thousands of fishes swimming back and forth. To reach Lihaga Island, you have to travel about 90 minutes from Manado City to Likupang or Serai Seaport. After arriving in Likupang, you have to continue a sea trip again for approximately 40 minutes by renting a local fisherman's boat. To boat rental price is around 800,000 rupiah for 20 passengers. Even though the island is not populated, you do not need to worry because this island has provided toilets and changing rooms. You can also stay on Lihaga Island without worrying about being charged again. However, you have to provide your own camping equipment because there is no camping equipment rental place. In addition, if you have plans to visit and stay overnight on Lihaga Island, do not forget to bring your own food and drinks because there are no stalls selling food on Lihaga Island. There are no facilities and infrastructure on this island. But if you like adventure, the nature of Lihaga Island seems to have provided everything. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Cek Tensi Dahulu, which means let's check the blood pressure first. This dialogue is between Kevin and a nurse in a general polyclinic. The nurse asks Kevin to get blood pressure check first. Let's listen to the conversation.
Cek tensi dahulu ya.
Baik.
Tensi Bapak normal, 120/80.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Check, check, which means check. Tensi, tensi, which means pressure. Dahulu, dahulu, which means first. Normal, normal, which means normal. Dulu, dulu, which means first. 120/80. Cek tensi dahulu ya. Cek tensi dahulu ya, which means let's check the blood pressure first. Tensi Bapak normal, 120/80. Tensi Bapak normal, 120/80, which means your blood pressure is normal. 120/80. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression, cek tensi dahulu, cek tensi dahulu, which means let's check the blood pressure first. The expression uses the word dahulu, dahulu, which means first. The word dahulu has several meanings. It is used to explain an activity which is done before another activity. For example, cek tensi dahulu, cek tensi dahulu, which means let's check the blood pressure first. It means that Kevin should have a blood pressure check first before seeing the doctor. Let's listen to the other examples. Sebelum masuk ke ruangan, Anda harus mencuci tangan dahulu. Sebelum masuk ke ruangan, Anda harus mencuci tangan dahulu, which means you should wash your hands first before entering the room. Baik, baik, which means alright. Cek suhu tubuh dahulu ya sebelum masuk ke ruangan. Cek suhu tubuh dahulu ya sebelum masuk ke ruangan, which means let's check your body temperature first before entering the room. Baik, baik, which means alright. Besides the word dahulu, dahulu, the word dulu, dulu can also be used to explain an activity which is done before another activity. They have the same meaning and function. However, the word dulu is more informal and more often used in daily conversation. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Cek tensi dahulu ya.
Baik.
Tensi Bapak normal, 120/80.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
dia berlalu meninggalkan semua.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents you a traditional song from Bengkulu entitled Sungai Suci or Holy River. The song Sungai Suci was composed by Bengkulu artist Darus Nahrawi. The lyrics of the song, Sungai Suci, describe the beauty of a tourist attraction in Bengkulu, namely Sungai Suci Beach. It is a wonderfully beautiful tourist place. Many colorful precious stones are scattered on the beach. Sungai Suci is also a place to cheer up the heart. The sorrow turns to happiness when visiting Sungai Suci. Every Sunday, many people visit Pantai Suci while bringing food and musical instruments. Well, listener, here is the song Sungai Suci by Iwan Saeran.
Of Indonesia.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.